Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and today we're reviewing the film He's Just Not That Into You. Several years ago, I was in a video store shopping for a movie and was standing close to a couple of young men who looked like college boys. They were looking at VHS covers, and one of them picked up Steel Magnolias. "This one any good?" he inquired of the other. "No, man, chick flick," his companion replied. Maybe a more politically correct term would be women's film, but they come in several different flavors. One is the Steel Magnolias or Enchanted April sort, focusing on female bonding and mutual support in the special issues in women's lives. Often, these are three hanky jobs. Another is the romance, wherein boy meets girl, complications arise, and marriage, or relationships these days, ensues. Men tend to scoff at these films, but the plot is an ancient and honorable one, and when properly handled, classics result, as in Jane Austen's novels. Anyway, the movie He's Just Not That Into You has a bit of everything from the women's film repertoire, but it's no classic. The film is an adaptation of a self-help book, He's Just Not That Into You, the No Excuses Truth About Understanding Guys. Sounds like a Cosmo article. The scriptwriters for He's Just Not That Into You develop characters to act out the men are from Mars, women are from Venus plot. The film suggests a sort of mouse's eye view of cats as the girls try to understand men's intentions. Will they pounce or slink off? They always slink off from Gigi. She can't get a date, gets lots of sympathy and bad advice from gal pals Janine and Beth about men's romantic signals. When they're nice to her, or flirt a little, she misreads them as interested in romance and then agonizes when the phone doesn't ring and pretty much stalks them. Beth, played by Jennifer Aniston, has been living with Neil, Ben Affleck, for 7 years and suddenly realizes she wants to get married. Neil balks. He doesn't believe in marriage, and they split. Janine, Jennifer Connelly, is married to Connor, but she's seriously obsessive and neurotic enough to drive the romance out of their marriage. Connor drifts into an affair with the sultry Anna, Scarlett Johansson. Janine can live with the affair, but she can't deal with him sneaking a cigarette once in a while. So she forgives the affair, but kicks him out for surreptitious smokes. Clearly, Janine's priorities are a little scrambled. And so it goes, as these pretty people try to figure each other out. The film stops everything to insert gratuitous conversations between women comforting each other over the problems in their relationships and giving bad advice about how to figure men out. We don't get much from the male point of view, but in one scene, a man looks into the camera and says, "No guy wants to get married, and if they do, they're thinking about all the women they're going to be missing out on." Also, Alex, who manages what looks like a singles bar, gets interested in Gigi and gives her advice on reading men that sounds a lot like that given in the book the film is based on. The film's topic is a universal one, and to put it mildly, a darned important one. The agonies we go through in our mating rituals that lead to the begetting of the next generation. But the characters in this film are so shallow, self-obsessed, and brainless, they should be prohibited from procreating and clearing up the gene pool. One wonders how they earn enough to pay for the lavish lifestyles they lead. Everyone has a job, but no one seems to do any real work. The girls spend all their time at the office consoling each other about their romantic issues. The guys seem to have jobs, but we never see them doing much with them. The film has an all-star cast of talented characters with great screen presence. For that, I'd give it 2 stars out of 5. But folks, I just wasn't into He Just Isn't That Into You. I left the theater thinking, Jane Austen, where are you now that we need you?